This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Yeah, it sucks. You know, obviously Pat helped me a lot from year one to obviously last year, year three. But excited for him getting the opportunity down in Jacksonville, and I know he's going to do well down there. But, you know, just like next guy in mentality, and, you know, whoever's stepping in has to play their butts off. You know, he's a guy that continues to get better and better. You know, I think last year that was his first time back since a major knee injury.
Yeah.
You know, obviously then he hurt his ankle and just never really got the opportunity to get back into the game. He continued to work his butt off during the season in practice. I'm super stoked for Corey. I think, you know, he's put himself in a great position. He plays the game the right way. He plays the game how you want an O-lineman to play, physical, tough. And, you know, he's a smart guy too, so he can – you know, if anything happens, I'm totally comfortable with him going in at that position and playing at a high level. He's a guy that just continues to work, continues to get better, and, you know, I'm excited for, you know, what's upcoming for Corey.
Tyler Linderbaum, Ravens All-Pro, Pro Bowl center, talking about Corey Bullock, former Terp, and we talk about guys. Hey, who's turned heads? Who's impressed? Who's like, oh, wow, can't wait to see this guy day after day after day. Maybe more than anyone else out at one winning drive over the last three weeks, month, going back to OTAs, mini camp, former Terp, practice squad last year, graded well in the preseason by Pro Football Focus, but he's worked his ass off, and now he is running with the twos, and you just heard Tyler Linderbaum, and we'll get into his contract status here in a second, talking about Corey and how hard work does pay off, you know, helps to be blessed with some level of athleticism and strength for sure. But undrafted out of Maryland, and he did the double college thing. And he wasn't anyone we were talking about. And we can go back to, and I knew he was kind of on the roster, but when we projected to 53.
Oh, no way.
It was like, Corey Bullock, what, who?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. I remember him. He was in the mayonnaise bowl. But now he's a guy who could have elevated himself, Vinny, because you've seen it, into maybe, because we also heard Linderbaum talking about Patrick McCary no longer here. Maybe not necessarily Patrick McCary, who could play all five spots, but if you're looking for your sixth lineman,
yep,
is he that dude now?
Yep, no doubt. Now, Bob, was Linderbaum saying that Corey was hurt last year?
No, it was Voorhees.
Okay.
We're going to work back to the front like Metallica.
Yeah. The thing with Bullock is, and Bob, I mean, I'll be totally honest, you know, I'm not watching really the old lineman until the pads and stuff come on. And what put Corey Bullock, you know, kind of on the rise, in my opinion, or like, whoa, when he started the preseason game, I'm like, damn, Corey Bullock's starting. So then, you know, I went back, I watched every play that he played in that game. And then I'm seeing him at practice. Then you're taking notice because he's running with the ones and stuff. Then all of a sudden it's like, oh, they like this guy. And I can see why. Because, you know, you start studying him a little bit because I didn't pay attention to him. Because like we talked about, we didn't, you know, he was on the practice squad and there was no talk, no buzz. You know, Harv's never mentioned when, you know, when we got, you know, Ben Cleveland, we got, you know, it was always what, Samak or, you know, as like, you know, he'll be all right. But Corey Bullock has really stepped up. And the thing, like you said, he's an athlete. That's the thing that he is. That separates him from these other guys because he's very athletic and his lower body is powerful. Because you heard Corey say that he can, you know, he's got power too. He's, when you look at him, his lower body is thick, which helps for power. He got the round bubble butt, and he's got thick thighs, which you love in an old lineman, and he's got very good feet. So I thought that, you know, he played really well in that game, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him play against Dallas. And we heard, you know, Corey Linderbaum, who's Pro Bowl center. Tyler Linderbaum, Corey Bullock. So we heard him say that if I were to go out, totally confident that this guy can get it done, which to me, that's more important than a coach saying, in my opinion. You know, when your teammate says it, who's playing your position and is an all-pro, said, you know what, if he goes out, totally comfortable with him filling in.
Now, the injured guy, knee and then ankle, Voorhees hurt his knee. Prior to the draft, Ravens got themselves a steal, we all thought, coming out of USC. Was the starter last year. Then got hurt, and, you know, McCary, who we'll get to in a second, took over. But Linderbaum was talking about Andrew Voorhees' development, and he's kind of moving on along nicely. I guess, Vinny, it's all a question of, can you play?
Can you stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, and they seem to be comfortable with him at left guard for now.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that, Bob. And I thought, you know, just watching them in their drills and stuff and his punch, to me, he has the strongest punch, Voorhees does. And he's a good athlete.
Explain punch to our listeners here.
All right.
Some who may be new to the show. And
when an old lineman, you know, when you're coming out of your stance, you're punching your hand into the defensive lineman's chest, and when he punches, he's got power in that. He can kind of pop you, stop you, whatever you want to say. Whereas like Falele's punch, which his should be awesome, but it's not. He's got a soft punch because he doesn't really extend and doesn't explode his arms. Whereas Voorhees, it's bam, you know, like you're bench pressing, boom, you know. And Falele is not that. So that's the difference in the punch. I like his punch, you know, and he had a hell of a block on Keaton Mitchell's long run. He kicked out, you know, how they like to pull from the left guard. He kicks out the end and, I mean, did a beautiful job, you know, got in right position, stayed on his feet, punt, you know, kicked the guy out. It was very nice, and he can run well. So, I think I don't think it's close between him and Cleveland. You know, I think Cleveland has dropped below Bullock. And I think if Voorhees had to come out, it wouldn't shock me if they put in Bullock, unless he just plays. What I haven't noticed yet, and I've got to, it would be interesting to see, Bob, if he's played both guards. I don't know that. I see him at right guard, but I don't know if I see him at left guard. But I would imagine that he could probably do that. But if he's the sixth lineman, he could go in at either guard, I think, because he's more athletic.
So Voorhees were solid. Is there upside there where, I mean, he could be your left guard for the next 5 years? Are we looking at that level of production?
I think, he was hurt a lot at SC too, Bob.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Can he stay healthy? Let's play 17 games. You know, let's get through the first game, and then let's get through the second game, and if he can continue to grow during the season like Falele and Rosengarten did, that would be then yes, because those guys, they were night and day from the beginning. We saw Rosengarten, you know, at the beginning of the year, at the end of the year, two totally different players. Same with Filele. And if we can see Voorhees now and Voorhees at the end and say, damn, he got a lot better too, then yes.
Now, we also heard Linderbaum, and you mentioned McCary moving on, and we talked about Bullock being McCary, but not necessarily being that guy. But Linderbaum mainly was saying what McCary taught him, and it helped him evolve as a player. At this stage of Linderbaum's career, what's his fourth year in the league, has he become, I won't say grizzled veteran, but, I mean, you look, Stanley's been around for a minute, but Linderbaum, he's as veteran-y as anyone else on that line right now.
Yeah, especially inside, you know, at the centers and guards. So, yeah, and he's a technician.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And so I can see him, like, because a lot of those guys, they like to help their other guys and stuff, especially if you're a Pro Bowler. You want to, probably a good indicator of that one, Bob, look at Kelce at Philly. You know, he was a center. They drafted a guy a year before that he was going to retire, Kelce was going to retire, and he developed a guy, and now that guy's a Pro Bowler. So I would imagine that Kelce probably feels pretty good about that. And if, let's just say that Linderbaum got hurt and Bullock came in and played well, and there was not a big drop-off, I would think that Linderbaum would be like, told you guys. You know, I think he would feel good because he's in that room with him and they're doing drills with each other all the time. So I think that would make him feel good.
Cam Jurgens is the guy from Philly. Second-round pick out of it, Nebraska, a couple years back. Now with Tyler Linderbaum's contract, they did not pick up his fifth-year option. Where do we go from here?
Well, they didn't pick up the fifth-year option because it was too expensive. You know, they'd be better off franchising him because it'd be cheaper. So that was just a smart business decision by Eric. You know, and I'm sure that Linderbaum's agent was like, kind of figured that. So it's all about getting a comparable. You know, who does the agent feel that is comparable to, and who does Eric feel that comparable to? And Bob, if let's just say, for instance, say that Linderbaum missed a couple games like he did last year, and Bullock goes in there and plays really good, you know, and then it's like, okay, you know, instead of having to pay $20 million or whatever to a center, we can get by, you know, for minimum with this guy. Right. You know, it's a place that we can save some money. I don't know that that would happen, but my gut would tell me if a deal gets done, it's going to be Hamilton in the preseason here. I just got a funny feeling just because, you know, like I see, you know, like out of practice, I see Eric and Bisciotti talking to Hamilton, you know, and then Hamilton's not practicing. You know, I just wouldn't shock me if in the next week or so we get a Hamilton deal. Because, I mean, that one to me is probably not hard. Whatever the highest paid safety is, I'm paying him above that. How much above that does the agent want?
Yeah, he'll be the new market setter.
No doubt.
For now. Of course, Ravens tomorrow taking on the Cowboys. Preseason game number two. No starters. And I'm cool with that. I think most of you would be as well, even though other teams have thrown out some starters in their second preseason game. Who's under the most pressure? Who do you want to see the most coming up here in the next two preseason games? Also, if there's a depth problem in Baltimore, where is it? You know, injuries always change that one. Orioles win a series over the Seattle Mariners. And we said it yesterday. If the Mariners lose the AL West or fall out of the wild card for some zany reason, they're 1-5 against the Orioles. So the Baltimore Orioles, so they did Houston a favor the last couple of days. And if the Orioles could get any offense, Orioles had three great performances from their rotation. Kramer got the tough L, and then obviously Rodgers got a no decision, and Sagano yesterday in the rain. But now, after they do Houston a favor, they could do Seattle a favor, because where do they go next, Vinny?
Houston.
There you go. And they get the Astros twice in the next couple of weeks. So the Orioles could be spoilers. We got a lot to get to. We'll talk to Nolan when we come back. But your questions for Vinny about the Ravens' depth chart, in regards to lack of depth, couple of weeks plus from the start of the regular season, get on in here. It's Featured Artist Friday. We're jamming together, and quite frankly, I can't remember who we're jamming to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.